के नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। क्या हुआ?
रिकॉर्डिंग स्टार्ट हुआ।
तो this section is primarily from Madhavi Kadambini, but it has details from other this thing also. So sadhu ninda or criticism of Vaishnava, because NOI 6th verse is about criticizing only or judging. Sadhu ninda or criticism of Vaishnava is the first of the 10 offenses against the holy name. The word ninda means animosity or malice. We may not eventually speak it out also, but when we feel, that will also affect our consciousness. Of course, it does affect. So, first, we should understand what is the potency of a sadhu. In the pure Vaishnava resides Krishna's energy of bhakti, that is Ladini and Samvit. Thus, by contacting a Vaishnava, one can also receive Krishna bhakti. For this reason also, the foot remnants, the foot water and the foot dust from the pure Vaishnavas are three powerful articles for creating bhakti. Prabhuji, ye udhar nahi hai. It is not there.
Vijay told me yesterday.
Bhakta pada duliyara bhakta pada jal bhakta bhukta avashesha tena mahabal. If one stays near a pure Vaishnava for some time, one can receive the bhakti energy flowing from his body. If one can bind that energy within one's heart after having developed strong faith, bhakti will develop and one's body will begin to tremble in ecstasy.
Kya one bind that?
Which means if one accepts that association in the right mood. That's what it means. Thus, by living close to a Vaishnava, soon devotion will appear in one's heart. First, such a person will begin chanting the holy name, and then by the power of the name, he will receive all good qualities. This, even a non-devotee who stays near a Vaishnava will get influenced. This is the particular power of the Uttamadhikari. Especially. So, but who is a sadhu? We saw the potency of a sadhu. But who is a sadhu or a Vaishnava? First, let us define what sadhu or Vaishnava is. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna enumerates to Uddhava the characteristics of a sadhu. He says, I will read some of them. We can't read all this long list. One who is merciful, tolerant, equal, purified, truthful, gentle, clean, regulated in eating and other habits, peaceful, patient, steady, skillful, non-hypocritical, knowledgeable of the scriptures, and so on. 11th canto, Uddhava Gita. By these characteristics, one can know who is a sadhu. Pura list mein padha nahi.
Likha pura.
Yeah, more or less, you can say. However, here there are two types of characteristics, principal and marginal. The principal characteristic is exclusive surrender to Krishna, Krishnaika Sharanam, while others are dependent upon it. So, primary characteristic has to be there. Secondary characteristics may not immediately manifest. Secondary characteristics may come little later. By some good fortune, one may get the association of Vaishnavas and then attain a taste for the name. This is Shraddha. And chant the name. This is Bhajana Kriya. And then take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Okay. This becomes the chief characteristic. and by continuing to chant the name, all the other characteristics make their appearance eventually. Gradually, other characteristics will come. Therefore, they are called marginal or accompanying. Not that they are not important. Secondary ka matlab ye nahi hai ki wo unimportant hai. Secondary ka matlab ye hai ki wo immediately manifest nahi hota hai. Aur primary characteristic manifest hone ke baad, uske wajah se secondary characteristic manifest hota hai. It comes a little late. The last bogie which is connected to the engine, it may cross the same spot maybe 5 minutes after the engine crosses. But it is connected to the engine. Ultimately, engine is the most important thing. If the engine is not there, none of them will move. But it is not that the engine and the last bogie, they cross the same point at the same time. So Krishneka Sharanam comes first and the other qualities gradually manifest. The chief characteristic of a sadhu is his complete surrender to Krishna, which is not dependent on a certain varna or ashrama. Anyone can surrender to Krishna. This principal characteristic will prevail in all sadhus, no matter what varna or ashrama, grihastha or sannyasi. However, important point to be noted, according to ashrama or varna, the secondary characteristics will differ to some degree. If someone may have been brought up in a pious household, someone may have been brought up in an impious household, someone may have had very bad association in terms of their friends, like that, before coming to bhakti. So, based on that, the secondary characteristics will be more or less. So, even in Kapiladev says, Titikshava Karunika Suhrida Sarvadehina Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadhavo Sadhubhushana. So, in describing who is a sadhu, he gives these qualities. But in the very next verse, these are the secondary qualities. He tells the real quality. Mai Ananyena Bhavena Bhaktim Kurvanti Ye Dhridam Mat Krite Tyakta Karmanas Tyakta Swajana Bandhava. Mai ananyena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti ye dridam. They perform steady bhakti to me with exclusive devotion, giving up all actions to attain me. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. And sometimes, if the association of friends and relatives is very unfavorable, they may give it up also. This is primary quality, Krishnaika sharanam. So now, the problem with Vaishnava Ninda is that we generally criticize them based on their absence of the secondary qualities. Don't criticize a sadhu based on his secondary qualities. Bhakti will purify him. That is the next theme. A Vaishnava may be criticized on 4 counts. 4 reason ke liye a Vaishnava can be criticized. His caste by birth, previous sins or faults in this life. Bhakti aane se pehle unhone, are pata hai kya hai? Ye kaun the? Kya kya kiya hai pata hai aapko? So previous sins or faults in this life. An unpremeditated accidental act of sin due to vasanas one may. Or present traces of previous sinful activity. Present traces of previous sinful activity kya hai? Unka daat mein wo stains hai, tobacco stains. Kyun? Bhakti mein aane ke se pehle bahut tambaku khata tha. Or he may have a cirrhosed liver due to drinking before coming to bhakti. So these are present traces of previous sinful activities. He is not drinking anymore. But jab wo kiya, wo time pe sab damage ho gaya abhi. So you cannot judge a Vaishnava because of that. Even though all these conditions may be present in a Vaishnava, they are insubstantial grounds for criticism of Vaishnava. You don't have any substantial. आप कोर्ट में जाके ये मेरा पेन को चोरी कर दिया बोल के यू नो पुलिस स्टेशन में जाके आप रिपोर्ट नहीं कर सकते हैं. Because this is an insubstantial grounds for disturbing the police department.
सुने कभी नहीं रहे.
So you cannot say that he stole my Reynolds pen or he took my Reynolds pen and did not return it. So similarly, even though all these conditions may be there, but it is insubstantial grounds for criticism of a Vaishnava. One who blasphemes a Vaishnava will be punished by Yamaraj. Because the Vaishnava is spreading the glories of the Lord's name, the Lord does not tolerate such criticism of a Vaishnava. Giving up dharma, yoga, sacrifice and jnana for the name of Krishna, the Vaishnava is the topmost person. And even if there appears some bad element or fault in a person, if he has the chief characteristic, that is surrender to Krishna, he must be considered a sadhu and to be respected and served by all. This is Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita. That is what Krishna says. Apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananyaba sadureva samantavya samyak vivasito hi sah. When one has developed a taste for chanting the pure name, taste here means faith. And ruchi nahi. Taste. Taste here means faith. As Rupa Goswami also mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he uses the word ruchi to indicate shraddha. यस स्वल्पापि रुचिरेव स्याद् भक्ति तत्वावबोधिका युक्तिस्तु केवलानैव यदस्य अप्रतिष्ठता हि सिस. दिस इज द लास्ट वर्स दैट ही स्पीक्स इन द फर्स्ट वेव ऑफ ईस्टर्न सेक्शन. ही सेज दैट ही यूजेस द वर्ड रुचि बट व्हाट ही मीन्स इज श्रद्धा. सो हियर आल्सो व्हेन ही सेज टेस्ट हियर इट मीन्स फेथ.
Yeah, we also heard many times that someone is practicing bhakti, but he is engaging in some abnormal activities, and we should not associate with him.
Yeah, we need not associate with him. Yeah, but we should respect him. When one has developed a taste for chanting the pure name, it is said that chanting just one time will destroy the influence of all past sins. The moment one has developed faith in the devotional service, from that moment onwards, he is not under the realm of karma. Some remnants of those sins may still remain, but they will completely vanish by the influence of the holy name, gradually. Since these traces of sins will quickly go, that person is known as the most righteous person. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shantim nigachati kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Of course, if the materialist sees those traces of sin in a Vaishnava sadhu, he may consider that the sadhu is just like a materialistic sinner. Dekho aapka ye bhakt log kya kya kar rahe. If he should criticize the sadhu because the sadhu has a trace of sin coming from previous sinful activity, he is committing sadhu ninda. Because ultimately he is trying to struggle. He is struggling.
Which is a serious offense, a materialistic or a devotee?
Of course, a devotee criticizes is serious.
Devotee is more responsible.
Yeah.
A materialist of natural.
Materialist ko pata nahi, wo bolega. Abhi devotee ko to pata hai, wo to karna nahi chahiye.
Jaisa kehna, ek ek kaam Brahman karta hai, ye karta hai, to alag alag usko.
Yeah. So what are the results of sadhu ninda? He is to be considered a rascal because of his fault of criticizing a Vaishnava, and by this nama prad he falls directly under the wrath of Krishna. Whoever criticizes such a Vaishnava goes to hell birth after birth, for there is no path for real liberation other than bhakti, and bhakti is obtained only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. The way to escape hell, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, The ultimate solution that he gave was Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya. And the means to attain that bhakti is sadhu. But if we criticize that sadhu only, then how can we escape
sin? Vaishnavi said no fault.
One who so blasphemes a Vaishnava will be punished by Yamaraj. Because the Vaishnava is... Then, what is the cause of asat? What is the cause of sadhuninda? Sadhuninda ka root cause kya hai? It is asat sangha. Because association with those who are not devotees is bound to produce disrespect for devotees, the devotee is careful to avoid such associations. So, this is very important.
Can't avoid this, no? You will have to associate with non-devotees.
We should not seek their association. In the course of one's duty, one may have to meet non-devotees. But we should not seek their association. We should not be eager to hear from them. Finish your work and leave. And we should not go to their websites and keep reading what they are writing. Especially, the closer they are to devotional service but not devotional, the more dangerous it is.
Can't see the difference.
Huh? Because you can't see the difference. See, in today's day and age, even within devotee circle, they left, right, center quote various other personalities who may be doing something within the realm of Hinduism, but not necessarily devotees, not necessarily practitioners of pure devotional service. So when you quote them, which means you are accepting them as a Shrestha. So then, which means indirectly you are indicating that you can read their works. You can go to YouTube and hear from them.
Can you do this?
Huh?
Clarify the little, yeah, like example.
Example, many Ravi Shankar ho, ya
Sadguru
ho, ya jo bhi hai, matlab, people are just like that quoting.
Usme bhi achcha bata rahe, that will help us to develop something. So what?
See, Vaishnava is definitely a Saragrahi, but ye nahi hai uska meaning. But when you are quoting his name, the other person will think,
okay,
अरे ये प्रभु जी बोल रहा है मतलब ये bona fide है तो इनसे सुन सकता हूँ.
So, we should not quote this name, but we can whatever something we can take, not quoting
it. Is there any shortage of glorious message that our acharyas have given? I mean, एक एक दिन प्रभुपाद का परपोट से एक एक पॉइंट भेजेगा तो कितना मतलब इससे कमी है क्या कुछ. द पॉइंट इज इन आवर इमेच्योर स्टेज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस वी डू नॉट नो व्हाट टू टेक व्हाट नॉट टू टेक वी मे एंड अप टेकिंग समथिंग विच वी आर नॉट सपोज टू टेक
मसाला.
सो देयरफॉर एंड देन स्लोली स्लोली उसमें उन वो व्यक्ति के प्रति आसक्ति हो गया, then we will start seeing devotees through his eyes, and then we will see fault in the devotees. So, just like you know, especially you know the Hindutva, so they are like borderliners.
Cow protection.
They don't have respect for Vaishnavas.
Nee, they may have also. Are aap bhi cow protection kar rahe hain? Great. Wo bolega. But then what happens when he comes and sees our Goshala standards may not be high class according to their understanding of how cow protection has to be performed. And then they will say, you people are third class. But if you have accepted that person as a Shrestha, then you will say, ha ha, devotee is third class. So especially now, this is the problem. You know, first, you know, I share because I have observed also. First they will say, you know, especially these people who attend this, you know, Go Sammelan and all those things, Goraksha Sammelan. They when they come back, generally, first they say that, yaar, bahut achha kar rahe hain log. This is stage one. Stage one, stage two is, अरे ये लोग अच्छा कर रहे हैं यार, हम तो हमको भी करना चाहिए. Then stage three is, अरे हम तो कुछ भी नहीं कर रहे हैं, खाली बात करते हैं हम बड़ा बड़ा. और चौथा स्टेज, आप लोग क्यों नहीं करते हैं?
मुझे भाई अलग हो गया अभी,
मतलब मैं अभी उनका पार्टी में हो गया अभी. आप लोग खाली बात करते हैं, कुछ नहीं करते हैं. So this is how gradually we become from the center to Tatastha to the next circle. So this is how actually, and especially ये जो cow protection हिंदुत्व ये जो circle है, ये थोड़ा dangerous circle है.
क्यों? Why specifically that is dangerous?
Because if you quote, because that is, that seems very close to spirituality. It seems very close to spirituality.
Competition.
Yeah, it is very much a part of it. But the problem is that those who are doing this cow protection, they may also worship Krishna. They may also like Krishna. But they like Krishna because Krishna likes cows. But devotees, they are attracted to cows because Krishna likes cows. There is a difference. So, for them the center of their life is cows. And Krishna is also a part of it because he likes cows. For us cow, our center of life is Krishna. And cow is also a part of it because Krishna likes cows. So, yes, bro.
Now, for GV, we have taken from Ravi Shankar, Bangalore and Sadhguru, how they operate.
That is fine.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
That is even during Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's time, he asked at that time Kunja Vihari Prabhu, to, he was a part of Ramakrishna Math. So he used to tell how they run the institution. That is okay.
But again, see, they get so many volunteers. Yes, Sadhguru has all over the world. He has, I don't know exactly figure, he has.
Yeah, okay, lot of volunteers.
1,000 kya, I think.
Yeah, more than that, my own.
Registered. Please.
One of my relative, she's a very, very bright, she's like my, you can say my nephew, young, very talented, very intelligent. Her and both were in very good jobs. They were earning lakhs literally. Both of them gave up their jobs and they became full-time volunteer at Isha Yoga, Coimbatore. Yeah.
So when we see that appreciation, no? We make appreciation. Eh? So then we start, oh, I think apna devotees look, nahi hai. So then again, it's like you're looking down upon. Yeah. So will that be ninda then?
Because we have to understand what is our focus. What are we? See, you can't judge our people based on their pedestal, yeah, their definition of success. First thing, in case my primary characteristic is not. See, the problem is it may be a harmless thing, but it is, it all starts with such a harmless thing only.
They are selling the iron to imitation jewelry. There will be more people to buy. When there is a original jewelry, less people to. That similarly is gone.
You can't just judge. Then you may say that, you know, Sadhguru has so many followers. So then you cannot say, oh, Radhanath Maharaj has much less. If Sadhguru has followers in millions, Maharaj has followers only in lakhs. Abhi wo pedestal use karke aap, can you tell that Maharaj is not so spiritually potent? Paise bol sakte hain ki. And this is ridiculous actually. So, therefore we have to be very careful. So, asat sangha is the cause, social media. These are the main cause. You know, you get to read so many things so easily. So then it just, our role model only changes actually. So it's not that we don't have anything to learn from them. We are not talking about that. But the point is, everything starts from there only. As they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It all starts with a good intention only, but then eventually we get sidetracked. And then we hear and hear and hear, and you know, completely, you know, we don't realize when we have become, when our faith has changed. So this is actually very, it's not at all recommended.
आप कथा गुरु का सुना सुना था, उसने बता रहे थे एक बार कि वन पर्सन हियर प्रोज इज 7 डे कोर्स सेंड हो रहा तो तो ही वाज वेरी बिकम वेरी मच अट्रैक्टेड बाय दैट एंड ही टू द सीडीज एंड वेर इज गोइंग टू दैट सीडी एंड इट इज आल्सो गुड रिकॉर्डिंग कीर्तन सम वे केम इन कांटेक्ट विद देयर what is other is one of is there na
Ritvik
and then he collected everything and they started criticizing for 6 months. He was very happy following ISKCON everything, then he and then become anti ISKCON and collected so much things about so many leaders and his one friend brought him to ISKCON, his devotee, then his home is close by. One day Radhakrishna Prabhu gave to that duty's home. Then he said, I will call him. Today, don't call him. No, I will call him. Radhakrishna was praying what I should tell him now. He's so much against. So I was just praying. Then he came to home and he was just sitting, Prabhuji. He was respecting Prabhuji. And he told that this is there. Prabhuji only said, just tell me when you were following 6 months before. And now you are following this. What time you are more happy? Just internalize and then you decide what to do. And he said he started crying and in front of him he then burned everything what has opposite matter.
Yeah.
So Prabhu said, just Krishna inspired what to take. I asked one question only.
Yeah.
See, when you are more happy.
This is, they also know actually. They also know. Anyway. So the point is that we have to see that sadhu ninda, the root of sadhu ninda is in asatsanga. Therefore, we have to be careful what we read, what we hear. This we have to.
In our ISKCON society, I think they all respect Prabhupada, but then openly they would criticize Prabhupada's ISKCON leaders. They just like. Ritvik, I said, but not exactly Ritvik. Some people may not be Ritvik. Kitna sab group say even in ISKCON. But they are not happy with the way ISKCON is managed.
Groups
dikhta hai na, out of likhte hai, ki ISKCON leadership is like this, they are not allowing this, they are doing this, they are not this thing. So they are respecting Prabhupada. But then their criticism is that we are not following Prabhupada. So yeah, those whatever ninda it will be, they are very hard by they are Prabhupada followers and
इसमें हम अंदर घुस नहीं सकते हैं. दिस इज वेरी हेजी एरिया एक्चुअली. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल देर इज अवर्णाश्रम लॉबी, तो अभी देखेंगे उसमें वेरी सीनियर डिवोटीज का, भक्ति राघव महाराज, भक्ति विकास महाराज एंड देर गुरुज इन इस्कॉन. बट वेन इट कम्स टू certain issues, they have a very, they show their displeasure. अभी उसको हम evaluate नहीं कर सकते हैं इधर, because we don't know the full details also. So, so ideally we should not be discussing that.
उनका level पे है,
so it is there. But in general, we understand that the root cause of साधु निंदा कम्स फ्रॉम असत्संग. मेटीरियलिस्टिक एसोसिएशन और असत्संग इज ऑफ टू टाइप्स, एसोसिएशन विद वुमन एंड एसोसिएशन विद दोस डिवाइड ऑफ डिवोशन टू द लॉर्ड. स्त्री संगी एक साधु कृष्ण अभक्त आर.
वेयर इज इट सेड दैट इट इज बेटर टू गो एंड एम्ब्रेस अ टाइगर और अ पॉइजनस स्नेक
देन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु. Association with women means associating with women not according to Vedic tradition. This association with women which is not authorized by scripture is divided into association with women outside of marriage for the purpose of sex life and association within marriage where one is controlled by one's wife. Both are asatsanga.
Association with women means associating with women not according to Vedic
tradition.
What does that mean?
He is explaining in the next line.
So that is explained now.
This association with women which is not authorized by scripture is divided into two associations. Association with women outside of marriage for the purpose of sex life, which means gross. Not legally wed wife.
It's a gross thing.
Yeah. And association within marriage where one is controlled by one's wife.
Hmm. Wife is controlled.
Joru ka gulam. Like that. So
that is also asatsanga,
which means especially if that wife is not, see there may be some cases where wife may be more advanced devotee than the husband, and when the wife says something he does it. But this kind of attachment is, he is so much attracted to the wife and whatever the wife say he will not consider whether it is according, whether it is favorable for bhakti or not favorable for bhakti. He will do it just to please her. That is asatsanga.
That is attachment.
That is attachment.
You can't see the discrimination when yeah. It's the right advice.
Yeah. So, like that. Thus, only if one is married according to prescribed rules and is following the rules for married life in which the wife is submissive to the husband and the husband acts as a sadhu, is the association considered bona fide. Other types of association are considered asat.
But it is also said that women can be better composed sometimes to give advice.
Yeah.
Like Mandodari. Right? So,
husband was asadhu in that case. Husband was ati asadhu tara, asi asadhu tama.
Because in Kali Yuga, this situation will not be always ideal when husband is very advanced and the wife is just following the husband.
Correct.
Because both of them have their own opportunities and independence too. So that time, wife can be right many times. Not many times because she has composed.
Yeah.
So whether to
Nee, that is why na, both are mentioned na, bro. Husband has to be a sadhu and wife has to be a
sannyasi. If he is not, then he should not think that I am only always right.
Yeah, correct. Other types of association are considered asat. The second type of asat association, association with non-devotees, is of three types. Association with mayavadis.
Clear.
So, I mean, that is not very clear actually. Because association with mayavadis in modern days comes through many ways.
How? अभी
स्टेट
चिन्मय
मिशन हो, रविशंकर हो, सदगुरु हो, या जो भी मॉडर्न यू नो सेल्फ हेल्प गुरु हो, ये सब मायावादी है. प्रिंसिपल, इन प्रिंसिपल इन वन सेंस दे मे नॉट बी फॉलोइंग द शारीरिक भाष्य ऑफ शंकराचार्य, बट द पॉइंट इज they present some very attractive philosophy, just like Mayavad is a very attractive philosophy, but without Krishna at the center, it will not help. It may seem like it will help you become a very good human being, but it will nowhere there will be any Krishna. So all these things are actually in today's day and age, they fall under the category of Mayavad only.
But if they are getting that person to the level of goodness, and then he will accept Krishna.
No, because that is against the Shastric injunctions. Aisa nahi hai ki bhakti, one will get bhakti by goodness. It is not correct. Where, nowhere in the scriptures it is mentioned like that a person in mode of goodness is more favorable to take up to bhakti. It is not given like that.
You don't even feel less favorable than others.
I know this is a topic many times debate hota hai isme. Ki wohi kehte hai sundar ho gaya tha na brahmacharya.
Nahi, wo alag hai bro.
Studio mein hua tha. Somebody was saying for it, somebody against.
That is different. Basically, when a devotee for outreach purposes gives some practical advice which may be useful, what he is doing is he is giving them an opportunity to generate some, to get some sukriti. That is different. The same advice you go and hear from Sadguru or Ravi Shankar or someone like that, you will get sukriti? You will not get. So when someone hears Gaur Gopal Prabhu and he appreciates Gaur Gopal Prabhu, because Gaur Gopal Prabhu is a devotee, sincere practitioner. So what will he get? He will get sukriti, na? Agyat sukriti definitely he will get. So that is the difference. The second type of asat association, association with non-devotees, is of three types. Association with Mayavadis, association with pretenders, and association with atheists. So actually, these people fall under Dharma Dvajis also. They are pretenders in one sense. And association with atheists, outright atheists. Mayavadis believe that the Lord and the Jivas are both temporary entities and that the Lord's Murti form is material. Of course, there are many, many shades of Mayavad. This is one shade. The pretenders, a topic khatam karke hum khatam kar denge. The pretenders, though without genuine devotion or renunciation, pretend to be devotees to make a living. The atheists do not believe in any form of God. So this is all asat sangha. Now these people may claim to be devotees and may be accepted by the public as such, but if one rejects such people, it is not considered sadhaninda. Abhi now we are talking about maybe Sadguru or that is not sadhuninda, because there is no Krishnaika Sharanam there. Furthermore, one who criticizes a person who gives up these asat people should also be rejected and avoided. If someone says, "Hare, suna suna, ye bahut acha point bola hai Sadguru ne." Nahi, mujhe nahi sunne ka hai. Bola ke, "Hare, tu sadhuninda kar raha hai." So which means this is wrong. you should give up that association. One who considers the wrong type of person as sadhu and criticizes a devotee because he does not accept that person as a sadhu, then that person should be given up. Therefore, the serious devotee who gives up asat sangha, which causes sadhu ninda, and exclusively takes shelter in the name, will certainly receive the treasure of prema. It may be observed that in order to proceed properly to prema, one must be able to distinguish the devotee from the non-devotee. Okay, so for that he discussed, you know, who is a devotee, who is a non-devotee. And therefore one should give up asat sangha, because in asat sangha is the root of sadhu ninda. Like that.
So if you have developed an urge for criticizing, that means it is because of my some envy, or is it because I am not doing asat sangha?
Envy might have come through asat sangha also.
How envy comes because of asat sangha? Asat sangha, which I don't know, maybe I have done. Suppose if I have done which I should not have done. Sangha ki, asat sangha ki. Uske wajah se aa raha hai ki,
okay, it not ho sakta hai. Yeah, our prior asat sangha, our millions of lifetimes you have done only asat sangha na, bro. Uske wajah se bhi aayega na. It is not, you cannot, you need not trace it out to our asat sangha after coming to Krishna consciousness. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, we had only asat sangha. So, and we can come from there also.
Because you are used to criticizing in the outside world, and when you come in, and obviously you will carry that. No?
Yeah,
yeah.
That
is suddenly it will stop. Because because it's outside world.
That is why it won't stop immediately. That is why Vishnu Jagadakur is telling, don't continue to do that asat sangha, because already you see your prior asat sangha is leading you to critical nature. If you continue to take asat sangha, then how much, then you are, it will be impossible. That's why even ideally, even ISKCON news. So also we should not read so much.
We are very protected, I have no connection in the world.
ये वो 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 अभी क्या एग्जैक्टली हुआ किसी को भी पता नहीं अभी. ओके, सो वी विल कंटिन्यू दिस डिस्कशन टुमारो. शीला प्रभुपाद की जाए, शीला रूप गोस्वामी पाद की जाए, शीला विष्णु चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर की जाए.